Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Dr. Munish Batra, author of the new thriller novel, Animal. Dr. Batra, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, if someone hasn't yet heard about your novel, Animal, how would you describe the novel to them?
Describe it as a crime thriller, but it's actually quite graphic because there are some significant nonfiction elements in the novel which describe the way individuals are punished for doing what they do to abusing animals or poaching elephants and things like that.
And do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to writing Animal?
So the original idea came to me when I was on one of my trips to China. I'm a plastic and reconstructive surgeon, and I go overseas quite a bit to do volunteer work, and I was in one of the back street marketplaces in Shanghai, and what caught me off guard were these marketplaces with carcasses of dogs and cats hanging, and it left an imprint on me because, you know, I have a pet dog at home, and I realized how something like that was and how inhumane it was. And that really started the genesis of thinking about how, or if there was a way or a vigilante or somebody out there who would be willing to protect these sentient creatures.
And so what was the writing process for you in writing Animal?
So initially I had put together a storyline which I thought would fit into a narrative for a movie. So initially it was about a 20-page synopsis of what I felt the story was going to be like. And after that, I started working with my co-writer, Keith DeCandido, who is an expert on police procedurals. And then we took that 20-page document and basically carved it out to create a novel.
That's great. In your book, Animal, you address the question, can a serial killer's actions ever be justifiable when he or she is defending innocent victims? I'm curious, how did you tackle this kind of ethical question in your novel?
I think I see animals, dogs, cats, elephants as sentient beings. That's part of my Buddhist Hindu upbringing. And I felt that a lot of people probably feel the same way. Animal activism is quite active in the world because we're killing a lot of these creatures. People are poaching elephants for ivory, just being inhumane. And these animals have consciousness like we do. If you look into how a dog greets you at your doorstep, you realize they have consciousness. And my whole idea was, shouldn't somebody be out there raising awareness of these atrocities that we're doing to these creatures?
So now that you have written Animal, do you have plans to write other novels?
So I'm currently working on a novel called Pigman, and Pigman is the genres I work in are what I would call dystopian medical thrillers. And Pigman's about our embracing the genetic editing with CRISPR technology and how that can go awry and lead to horrible consequences that we can't see right now because everyone's embracing this technology as something that's going to change the world for the better, but there's always untoward consequences we don't see.
That's very true. And did you say a dystopian medical thriller?
Yeah.
That sounds like a great genre. I think you have a lot of success with that.
Yeah.
So you said that you're a reconstructive surgeon. Do you have other ideas for other medical thrillers?
Yeah. Along with Pigman, which is about the CRISPR technology, I'm working on a project called Stem Cells, and that story revolves around our use of embryonic stem cells in people for dementia and Parkinson's, and how we don't know when life starts, and are we transferring memories from one human being to another? So that's a very dystopian thriller also. And as for reconstructive surgery, I think a lot of that went into Animal because some of the punishment that took place are things that I've done in my own career as a surgeon, not punishing people, but taking a face apart or taking skin off another person for therapeutic reasons. Those are things that are incorporated into the novel.
That's interesting. You mentioned originally that you wrote this as a short film treatment. Is there film interest in Animal?
Yeah, in fact, there's a writer-director right now who is utilizing the book to make it into a script for a movie.
That sounds good. I wanted to circle back a moment. You were talking about the treatment of animals and how you address that in your book, Animal. I'm just curious, are you a vegetarian or vegan yourself?
I'm a pescatarian, so I don't eat meat, but I'll eat fish. I'll be honest with you. My son is a vegetarian and he has been pushing me to give up fish. And I have to tell you that it might be easier for him at his age than me at my age, but I'm pushing for that now.
Sure. I'm curious, as you were thinking about and as you were working with your co-writer on Animal, are there thriller novelists out there that you read and that you admire and that kind of inspired you to write a thriller?
So my favorite writers aren't necessarily thriller writers. And in fact, probably my favorite book in the last 10 years is a book called Shantaram by an author named David Gregory Roberts. And it's more of a narrative on history. And I tend to do a lot of reading about history. I think the stuff in my novel, the thriller component, probably are things that have come from my own experience as a surgeon overseas, going to India and Nepal and going when, for example, when the tsunami hit or when the earthquake happened in Nepal. Those are elements that I can bring into my book in a nonfiction way. And so I haven't really studied that genre very much, whereas I read more historical stuff.
Sure. So what kind of volunteer work do you do? Can you tell us a little bit about that when you go overseas?
Yeah, so a lot of my work is spent taking care of kids with congenital birth defects, whether it's, craniofacial defects like cleft lips or deformities of the face and hands. And then another component of my work overseas is taking care of women who've had acid attacks where they've had acid thrown on them and they're severely burned. And I go there to release their burn contractors and try to get them some function back.
Wow. Where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your thriller novel, Animal?
So, me personally, you can find me online at Coastal Plastic Surgeon, which is based in San Diego. That tells a little bit about my practice, but the novel and is actually sold on Amazon. It's gotten some great reviews. And another part where they can look up some about my charitable work is something called DOCS, which stands for Doctors Offering Charitable Services. That's a website that deals with some of our work overseas.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Dr. Munish Batra, author of the new thriller novel, Animal. The book is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Dr. Batra, thank you for doing this interview.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Hope you guys enjoy this. Please let your audience know that a portion of the proceeds are going back to the Humane Society.
That's great.